the whistle has just gone a minute ago, and everybody is pretty pleased at that, because not only was it very, very cold here, from Derry supporters' point of view, a bit disappointing, as to say it mildly, but having said that, I think they knew that this was going to be a difficult game. Final score was Barnhall 49, City of Derry 14, outscoring the visitors by 8 tries to 2, and I think that was more or less summed up the game. Derry had a very good third quarter whenever it was Percy and Neil Burns showed the out half, scored 2 tries and kicked 2 conversions to bring the score back to 32-14. But then Barnhall then ran on a further 4 tries, and certainly that took the game away from them. They had a magnificent start straight from the kick-off. They secured the ball, moved it right, and our winger Conor Lacey went over. Skipper Simon Gillespie extended the lead with a penalty, 8-0, and then he also added the points to a very good try by the scrum half, Rob Holt, who nipped in at the post following a loose ruck. Increased the lead again 18 minutes with the third score when Lacey followed up a kick ahead and got the touchdown. So it was 20 points to nil in about 18 minutes, and really Derry's backs to the wall. The fourth try came in 25 minutes. Barnhall kicked the ball high to the right. It bounced inwards to the left, and their centre, Darren Hudson, following up, he dived on. Gillespie converted, 27-0. And then the fifth try just before half-time, whenever again Barnhall attacking down the right-hand side, and it was winger Matthew Albrecht, he dived over in the corner. 32-0 half-time, as I said in my report. And really, you know, from Derry's point of view, the match was over. But in that third quarter, they started their revival. They were helped to an extent whenever Brendan McSorley was yellow-carded. 52 minutes, Derry countered on the right from a Barnhall kick. Chip ahead by Neil Burns. He got on the end of his own kick and dived over. Superb conversion from the corner, took it to 32-7. Then 4 minutes later, he more or less repeated the dose whenever he got the ball wide out on the right, stepped inside the fullback, dived over the corner, and again had a very, very good conversion to make it 33 points to 14. But all that was put to bed very shortly after when Barnhall responded from a midfield scrum and their centre Hudson went over, making it 37-14. And then in 66 minutes and 74 and 75, they had further scores from second row Nathan Belton, who finished off got an 80-metre, 7-pass move to dive over in the corner. And then at the very end, Luke Mallett, who came on as a replacement, cut through from about halfway line diagonally and raced and dived over in the corner, Gillespie converting. So it was 49 points to 14. Game, set and match to the home team. And from Derry's point of view, another very disappointing weekend. And as I said earlier, there's 2 games coming up now against Dungannon, who are not having the best of seasons. And Derry have to try and target at least one of those games to get points, because the gap now is going to get wider and wider. And going into Christmas, lying second and away from the rest of the teams, it's not going to be a very, very good position to have. However, they have to take what they got from this here today, which is nothing, and build for next week, and hopefully if they can catch Dungannon to get something out of the game. But a big response is needed, and you know, it's difficult for a young side to take a beating as they've been taken quite consistently all this season. You couldn't fault the effort, as I've said, and but unfortunately, when you come against a side that's physically bigger and mentally harder and also skillfully better, it's very, very difficult. So the final score here from Barnhall, Chris, in the All-Ireland League Division 2B was Barnhall 49, City of Derry 14.